little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 208. And I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your, you know, family and close friends and whatnot. And like Wayne over here, the day after Thanksgiving is typically always Black Friday. Yeah, I'm surprised he's still alive. He hasn't been stabbed, shot, or mugged.
I think the only reason I'm still awake and not sleeping right now is because I've been reading a lot of Doctor Strange comics.
That's an acid trip on its own, folks.
Especially the I'm starting from the very beginning, the first little 8 panel comics of Doctor Strange that were tossed in the back of Strange Tales or whatever it was.
Doctor Strange Strange Tales he meets Eternity.
Well, no, this is before all that.
This is like old school Doctor Strange.
When Stan Lee and Ditko actually first wrote him, it was in Strange Tales, but it was pushed to the back of the issue as just a small little 8-panel comic.
The origins of Doctor Strange, literally speaking.
They didn't even do the origins of that
part. Oh, it's just Doctor Strange, period.
They just started with Doctor Strange. They did about 4 issues before they got to expanding into a larger comic. And it was several issues further back before they actually even considered getting him his own comic. But he was so popular that people were actually asking for more and more that they kept going.
Doctor Strange himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
The masterwork. I got a 300-page comic I'm reading. It's like all these short stories that are like 8 to 12 panels.
Oh, panels. What? And you have 300 pages of...
Yeah.
Like, oh. Dude, that's pretty cool. All in one book. That's what's up.
Starting from the beginning.
I know, right? We all gotta start somewhere from the beginning.
Yeah.
Alright, so speaking of which at the beginning, what have we been playing this week? Well, other than eating a lot of turkey and pies and yams and whatnot, I've been playing a whole lot more typical Street Fighter V for the PlayStation 4. And actually, I got a brand new arcade stick too, as well from 8ARC.
Nice.
I got it on... their Black Friday online, and I got it for about $110 shipped.
Ooh, nice.
So it's, you know, PlayStation 4. I got the silent buttons on there with the light up.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I know, this is pretty cool. So I've been grinding a whole lot more with Urien, and then saw George online, so we started playing about 8-10 games. Went back and forth. George won it, you know, 6 out of 10, so hey, not bad. Kind of got the first hand message on them too as well. But let's see what else. I actually did start playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 5. I actually missed playing that game, but I actually decided to play that game over again. So not really over again, but pick up where I left off about, I don't know, 8 months ago or so. Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing. I actually picked up the Ghost Ops for StarCraft 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's about a story of Nova, the ghost sniper on the stories of the StarCraft 2 saga. And yeah, it's pretty much, you know, extra missions. Really fun. New skins, new whatnot. But I'll give you guys the rundown even more. I'm barely into like the maybe 3rd, 4th mission, so I'll give you guys the message on that, right? So that's nice. That's all this week for me, guys. Wayne, how about you, man?
I've actually done a little bit here. So
I
purchased the Lego Avengers game on
Lego
Xbox One.
How was that?
I played through just the first mission on it. It's actually rather enjoyable.
It's typical fun Lego games.
It feels like the Lego superheroes they did on the previous generation, but in better quality. And a little more to it.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, Lego games, the Disney Lego games or whatever, the Lego games spin-offs are always fun. The complete saga for Star Wars, the original 3,
uh-huh.
The new 3. I actually want to play The Force Awakens on Legos.
Yeah, that one looks like it could be really interesting. So I played through the first mission on that one, rather fun, enjoyable. I also got Lego Jurassic Park, which has which features all four films. All four.
1, 2, 3, and Lost. And,
yep. And I played through a little bit of that, and that's actually that's really, really fun. Actually, it might be more fun than the Lego Avengers. I also purchased through Xbox the Mega Man collection. I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but that's got all the Mega Man games in it, or I think all of them. A little bit more Destiny, Rise of Iron, you know, all that good stuff, and then I kind of got sidetracked with Battlefield 1. I beat Battlefield 1. That is an incredibly solid game. Very realistic gameplay, and it really makes you think outside the box as far as how you're going to deal with your enemies. And after that, I've also played a little bit of Titanfall 2.
How'd you like it so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's really good. I so far I've enjoyed Battlefield 1 a little bit more than Titanfall 2, but Titanfall 2 has I'm only a little ways into it so far, but it's got a lot of different mechanics that actually work really well for you.
Ooh.
So I'm really looking forward to finishing it. It's a very solid gameplay. Good story mode to it.
Finally, they brought out a single player for Titanfall.
Yeah, I mean, the last one they did, but it didn't.
It was
single player based on multiplayer. Yeah, it didn't work too well. I mean, it was good, but it didn't work. And then I jumped into a little bit of The Crew, which is another racing game. I just wanted to try it out real quick. I've got it on disc, still sealed, but it was free for the weekend on Xbox Live Gold, so I figured I'd try it out first. It's interesting. It's going to be fun to play, I think. Probably not something I'm jumping into all the time, but, you know, slowly I'll get through the game. And then the other game I spent a lot of time with is Forza Horizon 3. Which is, that's a lot of fun.
That's typical of you right there, Wayne.
You know what? I'll just pick up and drive. Not even doing the events. I'll just pick up and drive around and jump off the, you know, ramps and hills and whatever and have some fun. You know. There we go. I think that's all I've done this week.
That's it. What?
I know. So
how
much.
How was Thanksgiving for you and your family?
It was good. We had a turkey and. You know, ate the turkey and went back and ate more.
Played turkey, video games, turkey, sleep, turkey, video games, sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about normal, right?
Well, a little bit more to it, but yeah, you know.
That's the breakdown for it.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what, guys? Let's go on with the news this week. So, you know, it's been quite some stuff going on, but this really got our interest in. Borderlands and Duke Nukem Forever, you know, pretty much both developers are teasing an announcement. Gearbox Software is hinting that something, quote-unquote, new could be revealed around the Game Awards. So, the hell?
This is really interesting because somebody on Twitter asked basically Randy Pitchford, basically said, hey, you know what? A Duke Nukem Gears of War crossover would be pretty badass.
Yeah, actually the...
And I think I would agree there, you know?
Well, actually, this is what a fan said. The Alex. Well, that's what he asked. You know, a Duke Nukem / Gears of War crossover would be pretty badass. ... Was the email from the future? ?
Yeah, I don't
know. And what Randy Pitchford said. Hey, guys, December 1st is around the corner. We're announcing something pretty funny that you guys might enjoy.
Yeah, so what that actually means, we don't know, but it would appear...
And we were just discussing about this too earlier.
...that there would be a new Duke Nukem game announced, or something related to Duke Nukem.
Or a new Borderlands, or both.
Yeah.
How about a fourth option? Crossover.
I would love a crossover. If you did Duke Nukem into the Gears of War world just right, that would be something wicked right there. But it would be very difficult to do right.
Borderlands, not.
Yeah.
Not Gears of War.
No, but that's what they were what he was asking about. That's what the guy on Twitter was asking, is the Duke Nukem Gears of War crossover. You know, saying that would be pretty badass.
We'll see.
So, it's in speculation mode right here. The first is only a couple days away, so hey.
I would suggest Borderlands instead of Gears of War. Because it will kind of ruin the the fun of yours?
I don't know. It depends on how they do it. It really does. Whether it's something that actually throws into a story mode, or whether it's something that just jumps into like the multiplayer aspect of it or something, or maybe it's something where...
Actually, in my opinion, Borderlands would fit better.
Or maybe... And just
Borderlands would fit better.
Well, hold on.
Borderlands would fit better.
Gears of War is already in Killer Instinct, right?
Yeah.
What if Duke Nukem joins Killer Instinct? Oh, there's your crossover.
Because they already have...
It'd be difficult, yeah.
No, because Season 3 is already done.
I know.
If they do a Season 4, it's going to be very hard, because that game's been out, 4 years now?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, I mean, you know, why not start a new Killer Instinct game?
They might. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
We'll see.
But anyways, the first is only a few days away, so we'll find out.
I know. And we got more news for you guys here. So news came out saying that Resident Evil 7 supports Xbox One 2 PC cross save. So this is a huge step here, you guys, especially for Sony wise. Resident Evil 7 will support cross saves between its Xbox One and PC versions. And for Microsoft's side, sorry guys. So this means you can start playing your Xbox One, then pick up where you left off on your PC as well. This is what from the Japanese side, Dengeki, first reported the feature starting, quote-unquote, the Windows Store version can share play data with the Xbox One version.
Yeah.
So pretty much the cross-save functionality is traditionally saved for only for Xbox One, one's Play Anywhere program, and pretty much led the scheme where, you know, buy an Xbox One version of the game. Also, naturally, a PC copy, we reported on this about...
Yeah.
About a month ago or so.
And it's a pretty cool system there.
Yeah.
So.
But here's the thing though, Capcom nor Microsoft has yet to confirm Resident Evil 7 as a Play Anywhere title. So
yeah.
We gotta, you know, get word first from the head honchos.
It sounds like it's heading that way,
but
we don't know.
But I mean, typical rumors is rumors. Take it with a grain of salt, guys. And also, Resident Evil 7 is also releasing for the PlayStation 4 with both, you know, Kitchen VR demo. That was a scary one. I actually did that at Comic-Con, Wayne.
Yeah. It's going to be a collector's edition, too.
Yep, it's about $180 from what I can remember. It actually has the replica of the house from the...
Yeah, Interactive Mansion Music Box.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that.
And a severed finger USB
stick. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yep, next.
All right.
And speaking of which, Wayne was playing this game earlier. Now,
yeah.
Titanfall 2, Angel City patch adds new map and more stuff to it. City Angel 24/7 playlist on available to pre-order to customers until December 2nd. Or is it? Wayne, have you...
I haven't looked into that yet. Quite honestly, I've been focusing on the campaign.
You're garbage. Yeah. You gotta do a little bit of both.
Yeah, and this just came out too, so... but yeah, it adds a remastered favorite Titanfall map to the rotation, Angel City, with that update, which is supposedly now available.
Yep.
So,
yeah. So for the people that did not pre-order, the customers can also get an early access to Angel City 24/7 playlist if they are invited to a match by a fellow network member. So if you guys haven't pre-ordered it, and you know someone, a good friend of yours, that has it, and you can actually, you know, kick you in the door.
Otherwise, we gotta wait for the December 2nd, which is not that far away.
It's 2 days away.
Yeah.
Titan kits.
New Titan kits.
Yep, we got Ronin, the Phase Reflexer.
Tone?
Oh, the Phase Reflex. Sorry.
Phase Reflex. Yeah.
Yeah. When doomed, Ronin passes out.
Phases
out of danger.
Ooh.
For Tone, Burst Loader. Aiming allows 40mm to store up to three shots to burst on fire. Ion, Reflection Lens. Sniper Rifle. Oh, wow. Splitter Rifle splits 5 ways.
Whoa.
So, yeah, pretty much you have a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Minus the Gatling.
Okay, that's going to be it. New art as well. Call sign, camo packs added to the store for purchase. And all platforms now have a FOV slider to adjust film grain, a series of fine-tuning options for gamepad players, and more.
Yeah,
pretty
cool. We shall see. And keeping up more news, Titanfall 2 multiplayer free trial coming this weekend.
Okay.
Multiplayer mode will be made available on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Respawn and Electronic Arts announced today. So, subscribers to Xbox One's EA Access and PC's Origin Access program will get a first crack at the trial beginning Wednesday, November 30th. Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yep.
On December 2nd, everyone on Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4 will be able to play. EA didn't say how long the trial will be pretty much available for, though the company described it as a quote-unquote limited-time free trial. It's unclear if there are any limits to the trial content itself. Whenever the case, all multiplayer progress from the trial will carry forward to the full game. So,
yep, there you go.
Do it, guys.
So typically when they do this, it's like a weekend deal or something, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's like, what do you call that? Call of Duty when they had double XP weekends and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Wayne was participating in Black Friday, not actually shopping, but most likely getting in the people's way of buying random crap. Yeah, but good news is, Xbox One outperforms the PlayStation 4 for Black Friday online sales.
Ooh.
Wow. PS4 remains the best-selling console for all of November. However, according to the report, that Xbox One has kind of slipped it out just for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much the report says that Xbox One was more popular than Sony's PlayStation 4 on Black Friday when it came to online sales in the United States alone. A report released by Adobe claims that the top five best-selling electronic products for Black Friday were iPads, Samsung 4K TVs, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
Mac Air just came out too this year, LG TVs, and of course the Xbox consoles itself.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, especially for the Xbox One S just recently came out, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a really sweet system. The Gears console is just beautiful.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
But here's the thing, though. It wasn't mentioned where the PlayStation 4 was ranked at.
Yeah.
Though it wasn't in the top five, importantly, Adobe's report is for online sales only, so
yeah,
it's still unknown.
Yeah, I bought mine, a week before Black Friday, so hey, you know.
Win-win, no matter what.
Yeah.
And, of course, speaking of which, one of the main rumors that started off in the past 48 hours or so, maybe a little more, is the rumors of Marvel vs. Capcom 4. Rumors started swirling. I've been reading about it. A long-awaited follow-up to the Marvel vs. Capcom series games is in the works and will be announced quite soon. Pretty much the PlayStation experience this coming weekend. Polygon reports Marvel vs. Capcom 4 will be unveiled later this week, which takes place in between December 3rd and December 4th, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
That announcement would coincide with the tournament for another Capcom fighting game, the Street Fighter V. It's unclear if a PSX announcement is, you know, indicted for any kind of exclusive, just like what they did for 4. Yeah. The most recent MVC game release was both on PS3 and Xbox One, and that's for the Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, which I played, but
yeah,
I kind of grew out of it. I'm still a Marvel's Capcom 2 type of guy. There's no details on it yet, but it had this point about the game itself, except for something interesting tidbits regarding the roster.
Uh-oh.
Rather than featuring X-Men as the norm for the series, typical X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel's Capcom, Marvel's Capcom 2, Marvel's Capcom 3, X-Men Children of the Atom, we will pretty much instead be seeing a focus on characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Iron Man, so on. Ant-Man and Groot are both identified as likely characters, so I cannot wait to see that.
So yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah. While they won't be seeing any Wolverines or Magneto, so that's a report saying that they're slowly saying no to the X-Men since Marvel Cinematic Universe has been, or actually Marvel themselves has been slowly phasing out the X-Men since the death of Charles Xavier, the death of Cyclops from the new series. They haven't really done anything for the X-Men yet since that long battle of Fox 20th Century and the MCU.
Yeah, which I was reading through one of the comics a while back here, or actually just the other day. That's an older comic, but still within the time frame when this conflict between Marvel and Fox is going on.
Uh-huh.
And they made a interesting change in the comic.
Tell us.
The government came forward and admitted that mutants were not a genetic mutation. It was a nanobot technology experiment by the government that changed people into mutants.
So this has been going on since the 1800s when Wolverine.
Right? So this is going to be interesting to see how that plays out in the overall scheme of things. But it looks to me like a way that Marvel was trying to say, you know what, maybe we can get away from calling them mutants for a little while, so maybe we can get the rights back. It ain't going to happen that way, but you know.
Actually, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Since Marvel got back Daredevil.
Yeah.
Since they got back Ghost Rider.
Uh-huh.
And there's also, like, about a year ago, there was rumors going around, swirling around, saying that, hey, you know, the MCU might get the Fantastic Four back home again, so...
Yeah.
That wasn't true, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Since the, you know, X-Men 1, X-Men 2 was good.
Yeah.
X-Men, what do you call that? The Last Stand, or whatever the hell that is. The third original X-Men movie was garbage.
Yeah.
X-Men Origins Wolverine was garbage. And in my opinion, X-Men Apocalypse was garbage.
It was too slow.
No, it was garbage. It was garbage to me. I'm like, dude, Apocalypse looks like Ivan Ooze, but blue.
Yeah.
Dude, no. No,
they could have done a better job on that.
Yeah, the only thing that looks good on there was the new cast and Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Archangel was like, what? Like, no, I wasn't a fan of that at all. Ow. So,
yeah.
We'll see. I mean, that's the only thing that Fox 20th Century has is the X-Men. Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
Deadpool.
I mean, they're basically killing off the Wolverine series with Hugh Jackman leaving, so.
Yep. I mean, it's 18 years for him. It's time for him to go.
Yeah, it is.
So, actually, getting back on the news, so we're going to give you guys some more news, especially this coming weekend. I'll definitely give you guys informed. Speaking of which, more of the fighting game, Street Fighter V will be supported until, quote-unquote, 2020 or so.
Yeah.
Says the Capcom, the head owner.
Executive producer.
Producer, yep. Yeah. Oh, no. Interview with, Famitsu?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty much translated by Event Hubs. Ono replied to a question about Street Fighter V's development scheduling going forward and saying that it's not just 1 or 2 year thing. We're looking pretty far ahead. We plan out as far as year 2020 or so. Maybe going longer too as well. He also, Tomoaki Iona then added, quote unquote, Street Fighter V is a title that we're adding on to as it goes along, which is smart.
Yep.
Season 1, the DLC is already done, and they're already hinting at Season 2 as well, and they have talked quite about new characters coming in. Oh, well, returning characters. One of them mainly is Blanca. Maybe.
Okay.
They also have, I believe, 2 new silhouettes. One person is wearing a hat, and I kind of like, you know, those old detective hats. And the only person I could think of like that is Q from Third Strike. But we'll never know. But the other one, though, as well, adding on to this news, is that Ono was teasing about a returning character. Or, well, he didn't say anything like that, but there was a, like a 10-second video of that we thought of is a returning character, guy with the symbol on his back, with a lot of energy coming out of him, and we think it's Akuma. But well, when Ono did this interview, he also said that, well, I talked about a character coming in, but he never said anything if it's a returning character or if it was Akuma himself.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of twists going on with Ono, and he is really good at it. Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. Definitely, definitely. And one last news, too, for about Street Fighter V. How about a Street Fighter V in Overwatch? Maybe a completely different game, but with, you know, separate cast of characters. But it hasn't stopped YouTuber,
the GMK?
From putting on Overwatch's new hero, Sombra, into Capcom fighting game. This is pretty cool. So... there is mods you could do on the on Street Fighter V on the PC itself. You customize characters. Well, this person customized Laura as Sombra, the new character from Overwatch, and it looks pretty cool. There's actually a YouTube video on it. So, and also this article says that this isn't the first mod of its kind either. So the users have previously modded Tracer and May into the fighting game, as well as Roadhog, Reinhardt, and DVA.
Interesting.
If you look it up on YouTube, they modified it. They look like the character.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I know. This is pretty cool. So, yeah, that's all the news for us this week, guys. I mean...
You know, there's something else I'll point out, too. that just was announced recently, that there's a flood of Mac users who bought the new MacBook Pro, the $4,000 model, that are having trouble with them. Hardware problems. It looks like there's either an issue with the Intel chipset working with the AMD graphics, or with the AMD graphics
working with the it's one of those two, or both.
But it's not always the same thing contributing to it, so it may be an OS thing too. We're not really sure. Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, I know. $4,000 down the drain.
Not quite down the drain. They'll get it fixed, but yeah.
But what a waste, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Wayne, any news for you? From you? Anything else coming up this week for us?
I don't think we got anything coming up.
I know. I mean, con season's already ended. Yep. We're prepping for the cosplays. I've seen on Instagram that they are starting prepping for the new con season.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
And we're getting ready to prep to go see Rogue One.
Yes. I'm actually going to see it with my car buddies, who are a bunch of Star Wars freaks like myself. We're going to watch it Thursday night, 10 o'clock.
Nice.
Yes, we got passes for that. When are you going to watch it? I'm probably going to watch it again Friday the next day with my buddy of mine. So.
Probably that weekend, but I'm not sure when yet. So.
Do it before Sunday, before we record.
I'll see if we can.
Well, I'm going to spoil it for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know. So, again, guys, make sure to follow our main website for this podcast, articles, pictures, and whatnot. For Facebook page, make sure to like us, share us, make sure to say hi to us. I mean, as I always say, we're always friendly. We're always here. If you guys want to, questions about tips and tricks for cosplays, we have it's just the only people that doesn't do cosplay is myself, Wayne over here, and Jesse. Everybody else on the crew does it. And let's see, also our Instagram page too as well.
Yep.
At Two Shots of Geek. You'll see us. Well, you see our logo on it. But yeah, so again, until the next podcast, you guys, stay safe. And we are twoshotsofgeek.com. And we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go, dude. Turkey time. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.